Well, the three partners, Jane, Marge, and Mr. Justin, have opened their forfeit bridge office and are ready to rent out bridge players to persons needing a fourth hand. Mr. Jackson has hired only six men so far, but Marge continues running her want ad, seeking more personable young men who play. This episode takes place about four the same afternoon in two scenes. A room in a... and then to the forfeit bridge office. But first to the hotel room. Two young men lounge listlessly in chairs.
Hey, Mike, look at this.
What is it?
This here ad in the morning paper. This sounds like something that ain't worth.
What do you make of this?
Wanted bridge players. Neat. Personable young men who play fairly good bridge. Earn extra money in your spare time either. Apply in person 1233 paper.
Let me see that.
Yeah, here. Right here. Play fairly good bridge. Extra money in spare time.
Why, that's right up your alley, Mike.
Does sound interesting, doesn't it?
Interesting? Sounds like a sore touch, if you ask me.
I wonder what sort of a racket this could be.
It says neat. That's you, all right, Mike.
One thing's certain. It could never be you, old boy.
What about it? So I don't work this sort of business.
This is all along, so something better turns up.
You sure could stand a few bucks while we're waiting.
Bridge players, earn extra money in your spare time.
I wonder what the gain is.
What difference does that make? You can take over anybody at bridge, you know that.
You can do things with cards that even I can't see you do.
And I work with you from coast to coast and even on the other side.
Yes. But it's been so long, huh?
I'm a little out of practice.
Out of practice? You?
I bet you even money you can cut an ace at the bottom of the deck any time you want it.
It might be a means to an end,
yeah, and it don't hurt to try, Mike. Looks like easy dough to me.
1233 paper.
Yeah, that should be right downtown here somewhere. How about us dancing over there?
No, not us. I'll do this by myself, Joe. Want to look it over and see what's going on?
Okay, by me.
I wonder what the racket is.
I thought I knew every gambling angle there is.
What difference does it make? It takes extra money. That's what we need right now.
It's only until we grab enough to get out of this mistaken town, it's all.
Yeah. There doesn't seem to be much we can do here.
Bridge players, extra money.
You still got that china, haven't you?
What?
The china, the ring. You can still make cards, can't you? You can shuffle the spots off deuces to make them look like aces. And you can play better bridge than 99 out of 100 anyhow. Maybe it's just chicken feed to compare to what's been used to, but it'll be something.
Come on, Mike.
Snap into it.
Right you are, Joe.
I think I will have a go.
Atta boy. Here, I'll help you on with the coat.
Meet personable young men.
I could do with a haircut.
Haircut? You look like a ninja. You look like ready money. You always do.
Joseph?
I think you're a little bit
prejudiced.
Me? I'm telling you what's what, Mike.
Yeah, these cuffs could stand a little laundering, too.
Pull them up under your sleeves. Nobody will notice that. When you get to talk at Mike, nobody notices nothing.
I hope I can talk my way into this, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, it's a game of cards, ain't it? What else do you have to know?
I guess you're right. Justin, we've been running in such bad luck lately. I've lost a little of my confidence.
Lost your confidence?
You?
Yeah.
You wait here for me.
I'll be back soon enough with the whole setup.
Oh, I better take this paper with me, just to make sure.
Okay, Mike, come home with the bacon like you always used to.
Well, hello, Jane. How's the big business woman coming along?
I don't want to talk to you. After what you did to me this morning, I'll never forgive you.
Oh, now, Jane, I was only kidding. I thought I'd have some fun with you.
Fun? Calling me up and asking like you want to hire some bridge players and getting me so excited. Do you call that fun?
Well, I didn't mean to
start. Well, it wouldn't have been so bad if business was good, but that's the only call we had when you called me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jane. Forgive me?
No, I won't.
Oh, now, Jane.
No, don't bother me. I won't forgive you.
Oh, now, Jane.
I'm like an elephant. I never forgive.
Oh, now, Jumbo.
No, now, don't ask me. Who did you say? Oh, the phone. Dial 4040, Fourth and Fifth Service. Mabel? What number do you want? No, this is dial 4040. Yeah, that was you again.
See, I'm sitting right here after the B.I.
Oh, that's right. Oh, why don't you go down there to your office and let us alone?
Okay, Jane. I just came up to see if those windows were washed. I see they are.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Well, Mrs. Reese, I'm going downstairs for a pot of tea. I'll be back. Oh, how do you do, Mr. Reese?
Well, Mr. Jackson, I didn't know you were here. What are you doing in there?
Well, I've been arranging some problem heads. My big plan. There'll be talk for work at 6, you know, and while we're waiting for calls, I'm going to coach them with some of the fine points.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, Christ.
right, yeah.
Miss Davis, I'm just on my way down to a spot of tea. 4 o'clock and all that, you know.
Yes, everything stops for tea.
That's right. So won't you join me?
Well, no, Mr. Jackson, but I'll ride down with you.
I will.
Goodbye, Jane. What time are you going to be home? I'll wait for you and drive you.
Now, I don't know, dear. I have to wait till I hear from Marge. She said she was going to call me. I
shall be long, Miss Davis. Mr. Davis, I'd like to make arrangements for the drugstore downstairs to have tea sent up to me every afternoon.
Yes, I think that.
Dial 4040, 4th and Bridge Service. Oh, it's you, Marge. Well, I can't help but sound disappointed. First I get fooled that somebody's going to hire 5 players, and just a little while ago I had a wrong number, and now it's you. I'm waiting for business. I want somebody to call up and hire somebody. Oh, all right, I'll keep it on. What time are you going to be here? Because I'm going to drive home with... You're not coming tonight. Well, who's going to answer the phone if somebody calls up for... Yes, Mr. Jackson's going to be here, but he's going to have to... just a minute, Marge. Somebody just came in. Hold the phone. What is it, please?
Good afternoon, miss. I've come and answered this ad in the morning paper.
Oh, the ad, yes. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Not there. In the other room. Over here, I'll show you. Hold the phone a minute, Marge. Right over here. This is our bridge player's room. Mr. Jackson will be right back. In here, please. Just make yourself a call.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Oh, what's that? I'll just close this door. You'll be back pretty soon. Don't go away. Hello, Marge, you should have seen what just walked in. The handsomest fellow I think I ever saw. What? No, he's answering the ad in the paper. Marge, you should have seen. Handsome? Oh, darn, I just have a whistle. I told him to wait until Mr. Jackson came back. He just went out to some tea. He's real tall, and he has the saddest eyes. The kind of dance is real close. No, not Mr. Jackson. The fellow who just came in. Oh, I don't think I'll wait for Mr. Jackson. I'll interview him myself. But I heard the way Mr. Jackson did it all this morning. I don't know what to ask him. Goodbye, Marge. You can come in here now.
Thank you, miss. Did you say I had to wait for the Mr. Jackson?
Well, yes, but while we're waiting, I guess I can interview you. I've got to find out all about you.
Well, there's not much to tell.
Oh, but we have to know all about everybody we hire. Sit down, please.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Michael DeVere.
Michael. I guess I better write down everything. I have some paper here.
I was rather intrigued by your address, Mrs.
It's Mrs. I'm Mrs. A.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh, don't say enough. That's all right.
Thank you.
Now,
I don't think I quite understand the idea of your business, Mrs. A.
Well, first I want to find out where you live.
I'm afraid I have no permanent address. You see, I've traveled quite a bit.
Well, where do you work?
Well, right now, nowhere. I'm a sort of soldier of fortune, you might say.
What do you mean?
Well, right now, I mean I'm unemployed.
Oh. Well, now, let me see.
I was quite interested in your bridge room, ma'am.
Yes. Where...
Do you have bridge games here?
Oh, no, not here. We stand our players when somebody calls. Now, the next question...
I don't understand. What do you mean, send out bridge players?
Well, if somebody needs a fourth of bridge, we send them a player, and we charge $5 for an evening. Or if it's a small game, we charge $2. Oh, you're going to like it here.
What do you mean I'm going to like it here? You mean I'm hired?
Well, are you married, Mr. DeVere?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you're going to like it here. How tall are you, Mr. DeVere?
How tall?
Mm-hmm.
What does that matter?
Well, I bet you're over 6 feet, aren't you?
Well, 6'1" in my stocking feet, yes.
Well, you don't have to take them off. I'll take your word for it. Now, let me see what else.
Do I understand you to say that you rent out the players, a sort of a gigolo service for big games?
Yes, we rent out players for people that need a fourth. We call it the fourth of bridge service.
Oh, I see. So that's quite novel.
Oh, yes, I thought of it myself. We have 3 partners. Mr. Jackson, he's a big CC. He has charge of the bridge players. And Marge Hale, she's my best friend. She's one of the partners, too.
And last but not least,
Thanks,
Mr. DeVere. Mind if I smoke a cigarette?
Oh, no, go right ahead.
Will you have a cigarette?
Well, thanks. I don't mind if I... what am I saying? I don't smoke. No, thanks. Let me see what else I have to ask you. You see, Mr. Jackson interviews the players mostly, but he just went down for a cup of tea. He He always has tea at 4 o'clock.
Oh, British?
Yes, I guess so. I don't know what kind he likes. Well, Mr. DeVere, I guess I've asked you everything. Oh, no, one more thing. Can you play bridge?
Well, of course. I wouldn't have answered your ad if I didn't play bridge.
Oh, yes, I never thought of that. I wonder why Mr. Jackson always asks everybody that. Oh, excuse me, the phone. Hello, South 4040, 4th and Bridge Service.
I'd like to rent a player for tonight.
Rent a player? Oh, you brought us luck, Mr. DeVere. It's our first customer.
Hello?
Yes, sir. What time?
8 o'clock. I want a Christmas player. How much do you charge?
$5 for the evening.
Well, I'll take one. The address is 5423 North Boulevard.
5423 North. Very well. We'll have him there. Well, that was my husband again.
Your husband?
Now, that's the last row. The few things that I don't even know our own house number. Well, this time, the last's going to be on the other foot. Mrs. DeVere, you've got your first job. Tonight you come to our house, he's going to pay you $5 a month.
Well, Michael DeVere has been hired and already assigned to his first job. The first call the 4th and Bridge Service has had since it opened. Michael DeVere becomes quite prominent in the lives of our friends, the Aces, as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.